There's no manual for moms. You wing it. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. So if you could tell me your name and your mom fail, please.
My name is Linda. I live in Sun Prairie, and I probably should have given my daughter more information.
Okay, go on.
So it was back in the mid-1980s. My daughter desperately wanted to be a superhero. She had to be about 4 or 5 years old. She had a bad habit of tying a towel around her throat as a cape. Being a good mom, I decided to purchase some Velcro and red terry cloth to make her a cape. Velcro was safer because it's tearaway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I gave her the cape to play with and left her downstairs in the house where I went to put away clothes. I wasn't far away. It was going to be gone long. She'd been building a fort with pillows in the living room, so I left it upstairs. I swear I wasn't gone but a couple of minutes when it happened. Suddenly, I hear a thumping sound in the stairs like someone had fallen, and I hear her crying. I run the short distance to the landing. At the bottom of the stairs are all these pillows. Halfway up the stairs, she's sitting on the stair, and she's crying. Blood everywhere because she's bitten her lip. I asked her what happened. All I could get out of her was, "It didn't work. You didn't tell me." After looking at the scene, I asked her, "Did you jump?" All I got back was, "It didn't work." After calming her down, she finally told me that she'd put the pillows in place in case it didn't work. She thought if she ran and jumped, she would fly. It never occurred to me that I needed to tell her the cape wasn't magical and she couldn't fly.
Together we proudly fail every single day.
Mom!